Well, I'll tell you what. You want to talk about party time? Woo! At the Brown Football Complex at Western Michigan University, we bring in Robin Hook, the voice of the Broncos, and the hits just keep on coming, huh, Robin?
Morning. I got head coach P.J. Fleck here, and P.J., it's been a great day for the Broncos, and we've already popped the champagne in here. Looks like 25 letters of intent already come through. Three of these guys are already here, which we've already talked about, but what an exciting day, and 12 from the state of Michigan in the top 60.
I tell you what, we're really proud of what we brought in. A lot of tireless nights. Our staff's done a tremendous job, and we're just so happy for the future of Bronco football. And when you get your first full class, you get a whole year to do it. It's a very long year, and you know, we're not going to take a backseat to anybody. You know, and that's how we went out and recruited this class, and that's why we've had the success we've had, because you know, we weren't going to sit there and say we're not going to offer this kid because he has this offer. We're going after him, and we're going to show him why he belongs here. We're not going to worry about anybody else but ourselves, and we're going to show people why they belong here. So it's been an elite day so far.
You talked about that six-hour radius, 12 from the state of Michigan on the Detroit News Top 60 Blue Chip list, more than any other Division I program in the state.
Well, I think that there's such elite talent here in Michigan that I don't think you need to go outside of it to sit there and say, well, we need this. You can find it in the state if you work hard enough, and we did. I really believe that. Even with some of the guys that are already here, we have. But we're going to work within that six-hour radius. A lot of people say they have a recruiting philosophy and they do it and they kind of get away from it. Well, ours is, it is what it is. And I've told everybody that from the start, that it is what it is. It's a six-hour radius. And then we do a lot of work up in New Jersey and the Pennsylvania area. And then we still have our ties in South Florida if we need them. And, you know, but we're changing the culture here. And it starts with Michigan players. And then it spreads out to the Midwest and then continues to go out a little further. But really proud of our staff. I've never been around a staff who's worked harder in recruiting, and I think they're all taking a deep breath right now. And I think Coach Reynolds just told Coach Gutter, don't call me anymore today. You cannot call me for the next 4 days.
Well, the kind of the linchpin of this whole thing in Michigan anyway was Chance Stewart, the quarterback from Sturgis, and his fax was second this morning at 7:02.
Well, Coach Rocket thought he had it. You know, they have a little prize for bringing it in the first one, so Coach Shiraka thought he had it timed perfectly. You know, Coach Shiraka is one of those guys that will make sure the time on the fax machine matches exactly what Chance has. And, but I'd say we're really blessed to have Chance, not only just the talent that he is, but the person he is. He really spearheaded this class in terms of the player that led the class. And I think every class needs that player. And when you start to get outside that radius, it's hard to get people to know one another. Our six-hour radius, their families know one another. The players know each other. These players know each other better than their high school teammates. That's our goal, and that's what we've done. That's what we've accomplished, and that's why Chance Stewart's a Bronco.
And Chukwuma Okorafor had offers from Oklahoma, Iowa, Arkansas, Florida, and he stayed with Western Michigan. You were on him early. This guy was the 11th best recruit in the state of Michigan, according to a lot of rating services, a three-star guy. And he stayed true to the Broncos.
He really did. And there's a lot of people out there that said, okay, we got to hold on to him. You got to hold on to him. And just like anything, when something's never been done before, there's a lot of skepticism. There's a lot of people that say, oh, that's not how we do things. That's a MAC school. You're never going to be able to do that. All we did was we were just ourselves. And we just recruited our way, and we built relationships. His mother, Amelia, I don't think she would have let him go anywhere else. So, you know, she's been a wonderful help for us. But Shooks is a young man who wants to be near home, wants to be near friends, and he's going to be a phenomenal football player. He's only been playing 3 years. The sky's the limit. And these are legit offers. I mean, 3 days before, or I think last week, what was it, a week before signing day, he was in an office with Urban Meyer. And then I had to, you know, we're damage control, right? So these are legit offers that this kid stayed true to. So we're very blessed to have him.
Nick Manich is another Michigan kid who's going to play early in his career at Western Michigan in the trenches.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. That Clarkston football team is very, very, very good, and they deserve everything they get. This kid's the best player on their football team, and I've watched them all. And, you know, I know there's other kids going to bigger schools from that team. This kid is the best football player on that team, and I think there's a lot of people around the country that would back me up in saying that, and we're really blessed to have them. You know, we had 3.5 sacks as a defensive line last year. Wow, I've never been a part of a team that had 3.5 sacks. And we needed to upgrade. We needed to get some players in that could play early and help us. Strong players that were ready. I mean, he's 295 pounds already, and he's going to play a three-technique nose. I mean, this is a kid that's going to play early.
And speed is always key. And you went down to Florida and got this guy named Javonte Seabury, who they say is the fastest guy in Florida. He runs a 4.3.
Well, I know this. There's another young man with the last name Bracey that's an Olympic sprinter that is in Florida. I think he might be the second fastest because Bracey's in the Olympics right now or in the Junior Olympics. So, but Javonte Seabury is a young man that was committed to Florida State early. I think Auburn was coming in on him, so I think Florida State got mad and dropped him. Well, then Auburn left him alone, and then he went to committed to FIU, and then he started flirting with Auburn again, and then they let him go, and he can come flirt with me. So he flirted with me, and we were a little bit worried of losing him because of his reputation of being able to get out of it and flirt with somebody else. But Rob Wanger, who recruits Florida for us, did a tremendous job with this young man, and also Ed Pinkham. He's very, very, very fast and adds a ton of speed to our roster immediately. And he's not one of those 5'5 fast kids. He's a legit 5'9, 5'10 fast player.
A lot of these guys are going to play right away, but one guy for sure that's going to play right away is a middle linebacker from Franklin, Massachusetts. That's Jason Silva, who is a second-team junior college All-American.
When you think of just a nasty, big middle linebacker that just loves to hit for a living and just, you know, eats nails for breakfast, this is the kid. I mean, he is a tough Northeasterner. You know, he's a Boston kid. He's tough. You know, be honest with you, his dad has been everywhere with him. His dad's probably going to come out to Kalamazoo and live. Sister's going to Eastern Michigan, which you might have to change that. But he's a kid that, you know, was originally committed to UConn and then went to a junior college up in Dean Community College, a junior college, and then was committed to UMass. And then, you know, like I said, we're going to go after the ones we want. And sometimes it's nice to steal some instead of getting some stole from you.
Jim, wrapping up this report, do you have any questions for Coach Fleck?
Well, you know, the one thing that it really is remarkable about this, and I think people need to not forget, is the fact that, you know, we're getting all these blue-chip recruits, but Coach Fleck will be the first one to tell you we recruit as a team concept. So all of these guys are pieces of the puzzle. And the other thing I mentioned was if you don't have an oar in this boat yet, you better grab now because it's going to be standing room only.
You know, I appreciate that. I agree with you. And I don't know what the rankings will say, if it's the best recruiting class in MAC history or the best in Western Michigan history or the non-BCS or whatever it is. But we'll find out in 3-4 years if I'm still here, if this was a really elite class. But I have a feeling it really will be. And you hit the team aspect 100%. You know, we've got 6 state champions on our that are coming in, that won state championships. And, you know, the stars aren't they don't really necessarily matter. But it's pretty incredible. And we've got you know, 9 all-star game attendees, and their record speaks for themselves. So we got a bunch of winners coming in the program and very excited about it.
This is going to be great. It really is. And we have more to come, too. That's the best part.
Yeah, we got more to come. They better be coming, I promise you that. So probably need to get back in that war room to make sure what's going on because the head coach hasn't got a phone call here in a while, so we got to finish up strong.
All right. Well, we will talk to you guys again in about 20 minutes or so and find out what's new from the War Room over at Western Michigan. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. And, again, congratulations. And we'll look forward to bigger and better things coming up here pretty soon. And, Robin, we'll talk to you again in about 20 minutes.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Take care. All right. Robin Hook, Coach P.J. Fleck at Western Michigan University, making sure that the Western football program is indeed growing by leaps and bounds here.